Jimmy's exertions had made him thirsty, and he was acutely conscious of the fact that in all this land there was no water that a man could drink. With the contents of his flask, he could probably survive a week. But for what purpose? The best brains of Earth would soon be focused on his problem. Doubtless Commander Norton would be bombarded with suggestions. But he could imagine no way in which he could lower himself down the face of that half-kilometer cliff. Even if he had a long enough rope, there was nothing to which he could attach it. Nevertheless, it was foolish and unmanly to give up without a struggle. Any help would have to come from the sea, and while he was marching towards it, he could carry on with his job as if nothing had happened. No one else would ever observe and photograph the varied terrain through which he must pass, and that would guarantee a posthumous immortality. Though he would have preferred many other honors, that was better than nothing. He was only 3 kilometers from the sea, as poor Dragonfly could have flown, but it seemed unlikely that he could reach it in a straight line. Some of the terrain ahead of him might prove too great an obstacle. That was no problem, however, as there were plenty of alternative routes. Jimmy could see them all, spread out on the great curving map that swept up and away from him on either side. He had plenty of time. He would start with the most interesting scenery, even if it took him off his direct route. About 1 kilometer away, towards the right, was a square that glittered like cut glass, or a gigantic display of jewelry. It was probably this thought that triggered Jimmy's footsteps. Even a doomed man might reasonably be expected to take some slight interest in a few thousand square meters of gems. He was not particularly disappointed when they turned out to be quartz crystals, millions of them, set in a bed of sand. The adjacent square of the checkerboard was rather more interesting, being covered with an apparently random pattern of hollow metal columns, set very close together and ranging in height from less than 1 to more than 5 meters. It was completely impassable. Only a tank could have crashed through that forest of tubes. Jimmy walked between the crystals and the columns until he came to the first crossroads. The square on the right was a huge rug or tapestry made of woven wire. He tried to prise a strand loose, but was unable to break it. On the left was a tessellation of hexagonal tiles, so smoothly inlaid that there were no visible joints between them. It would have appeared a continuous surface had the tiles not been colored all the hues of the rainbow. Jimmy spent many minutes trying to find 2 adjacent tiles of the same color, to see if he could then distinguish their boundaries, but he could not find a single example of such coincidence. As he did a slow pan right around the crossroads, he said plaintively to Hub Control, "What do you think this is? I feel I'm trapped in a giant jigsaw puzzle. Or is this the Ramen Art Gallery?"